You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to move to Arizona? Neither are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Are you ready for 110 degree days in Arizona?
Oh.
Absolutely fucking not. But it's a dry heat, Sarah. It's a dry heat. It's like,
see, the people that say that, listen, I hate the humidity as much as the next person. As someone who has hair that like grows in size with the humidity.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand the dry heat concept, but I don't understand why I would not want to stand outside, even in the shade, in like 100 and something degrees.
They say that they don't. They say that they just stay inside. It's like, okay, you live in a land of Delulu.
And there's something about the lack of greenery, I think, would affect me more than the heat, even. Because I'm not saying I need like a lawn, but like I need woods. I need the color green. Mm-hmm. I don't want sand.
Are you a big succulent girly? How many succulents do you have these days?
I kill every succulent I've ever owned. Yeah, I don't know why. They hate me. I know that they're like, whenever you're getting into plants, people are always like, get succulents. They're not needy. They don't need anything.
No.
But bitch, every girly I've ever met has overwatered a succulent because you're like, I feel like I should be taking care of this thing.
Yeah, it's interesting because like my advice would be like, don't even look at it. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But then so it does really, really well. And then all of a sudden you look at it for one day and it's dead. Like you do nothing. It was like, but baby girl, like which one do you want? Because then you would give it water and then it dies. So it's like, I don't know. I don't understand succulents either. I think it's just really hard, honestly.
Yeah. No, nothing about the Southwest or the West in general like calls to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're ready to start a East Coast, West Coast war?
I've always been very pro East Coast, but also I grew up here, so I don't know that that would ever change. Listen, I'm jealous of like the West Coast's ability to watch certain things without having to stay up late. Like that is nice. However, we get everything first, so I don't know. I just don't know that there's a world in which I would ever want to be on the West Coast, but it's no shit. Listen, California seems like a cool place.
Yeah.
I'm just not an earthquake person.
Yeah. And now we have to take the time, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I know if we don't say anything about California, our hearts go out to everybody that's
horrible.
California. ICE is a bunch of bullshit. Let's not separate families.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we just like be kind to people that live here?
How about, here's a novel thought. How about we cancel or focus on the fact that nobody in America can afford childcare? Nobody in America can afford a house.
No one can afford groceries.
We are like, so, our generation and the generation behind us are so behind and stunted because the fucking boomers won't retire. So, okay. There's just a lot wrong.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of bad things happening. We are recording this on Saturday. So if you went out and protested today, like, I hope everything went well. I hope you were safe. I hope, you know, you feel some sort of something in that regard. But yeah, it's like not a great time to live in America.
We are not like, I don't know, philanthropists or like, so, you know, we're constantly learning. So if anybody is going to be like, educate yourself, we're trying. I'm trying to educate myself.
Yeah.
No, that's the other thing. Just give us.
So yeah, hearts go out to everyone in California at this moment because it's a fucking hellscape. As we
But no, California is not hellscape. That's what Fox News wants you to say.
No, but I meant the world at large. Hellscape.
California's burning.
No, California is fine, and they're doing their what they want, which is to protest and be like, what you're doing is fucked, and because it is. Because it is, because we shouldn't be. If you really cared about babies, then you wouldn't be separating them from their fucking families.
Or babies,
But anyway, season 4, episode 14, Raising Arizona. We're here to talk about Felicity, even though literally nothing happens this episode. Things happen, but then by the end of the episode, they're like, actually, everything we just did this episode, we're just going to reverse it.
We're just going to undo it. I only watched this episode once, which typically, like, inside baseball, typically I watch the episode at least twice.
Yeah.
But I said, not today, sister, not today. I'm not going to waste my breath and time. I have thousands of episodes of Love Island to catch up on. So,
yeah. Yeah, I only watched this episode once as well, and I watched it this morning. You could tell how eager I was to get to it. And that I took forever to watch it. I tried to watch it earlier in the week. I got through like 5 minutes and I was like, I'm not doing this. I'll come back to it. Mostly because I'm just, honest to God, I'm just very sick of the back and forth, specifically with Felicity and Ben. And the fact that Felicity, Ben, and Noel are like not seeing that what they all need to do is just take fucking 20 feet from each other. Like, they should have their own bubbles, like in COVID times, where it's like stay 6 feet apart at all times, but times that by like 10. And I don't know, Noel, maybe move the fuck out of this hellscape of an apartment loft. Like, find a new place to live, motherfucker. You have a job.
I guess it complicates things because now he works with Sean. So I think it's like, it's very convenient to just be at the loft, I suppose. But also they go into the office. So, and I don't live with my co-workers, thank goodness. So I do think that they need to separate. I think that that is my main takeaway. I think all of them need to take a summer off of each other. Honestly, truly, because I think that it's so incestual that it's like going crazy. And there's not one moment where I'm really on anybody's side, because I honestly can see both sides of everybody's stuff. Like, I think that it must be infuriating for Ben to walk in on conversations constantly, closed door conversations between Noel and Felicity. But I also think that he needs to stop being a jealous idiot. And I think that he is also in this like really crazy situation that he's gotten himself in. I think Noel needs to, you know, continue the boundaries that he's trying to put up, explore things with Zoe. I think that, but also, he can't help but like help Felicity. And like Felicity, I agree with her. Like, I think it's unfair for Ben to be like, you can't tell anybody. But also, if you are going to talk to somebody, why does it have to be Noel?
Like, where the fuck is Elena is my question.
Exactly. Like, I think an appropriate person, and maybe this is just like my bias of like, I don't know, men and women, female friendships. But like, also, I think like the last person, like, I think it's so unfair for Ben to be like, don't tell anybody, because Felicity's going through this too. I agree with that. Like, it's a big thing for Felicity as well. Like, yeah, maybe she could be talking to her therapist, Tony, but also, like, your therapist is not a friend. Like, I tell my therapist everything that's going on in my life, but it's different to tell like you or some of my best friends, my other best friends, stuff like that. So but also, like, out of respect for your boyfriend, don't tell the guy that you cheated on him with. Like, tell somebody else, anybody else, Javier even, like, I don't know. So I think that everybody has a point, but also everybody is wrong, and it's like so annoying.
Yeah, no one is really doing the correct thing in this scenario, because I agree with you. If I'm Ben and the person that my partner cheated on me with, who's still living with me, like, if they're approaching them and divulging the secret to them, of course I'm upset. But also, like, I do think it's really unfair to be like, you can't tell a single soul, because this is overwhelming for Felicity. Like, she needs advice. She needs help. She needs to talk to someone who isn't Ben, because let's face it. Number one, Ben really doesn't even want to talk about it. Number two, he has a vested interest and a bias in what Felicity should be doing about this. So I agree. Like, number one, it's very frustrating that Elena is like seemingly not even on the show anymore. I'm really, really, really irritated by it, because first of all, she is the only person of color on the show besides Javier, I suppose. But on top of that, I guess the only woman of color, but on top of that, she is a main freaking character, and we have very little time left with the show. And all we know is that she's gotten into med school. We have no other storylines with her. We're seeing Trevor more than we're seeing Elena. And it like breaks my heart in a way, because I love the character of Elena, and I feel like she's just fallen off the map. So I would have much preferred, obviously this is a better decision as well, so she probably isn't going to make it, but like, Felicity, go talk to Elena about literally any of this. Like, it's very, very, very frustrating to see pretty much every character make bad decisions.
Yeah. I'm curious if she doesn't. I mean, obviously, I think the show runners are doing the whole show a disservice by not going to Elena, but let's pretend like these are real people. I wonder if Felicity isn't going to Elena because Elena is like the blunt, tell it how it is friend.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's like afraid of that. Like,
she's like, you need to break up with Ben right now. Yeah.
For example, like, I think that we all go sometimes, if like there's something that you want to hear, you don't go to that one friend that's going to tell it how it is.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the friend that's going to throw you the softball. Yeah. And which is not like always the right thing to do, but sometimes you need to be handled a little bit with kid's gloves. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. But so like, I wonder if Felicity was a real person and it wasn't because we don't want to pay Elena the respect and the time and the money that she's deserved to be, have a full scene on this show. I wonder if that's why Felicity wouldn't want to go to Elena. She doesn't want the like the cold hard facts of like, stay the fuck away from Noel, break up with Ben, stay in New York, like, focus on yourself for once, like, go through life maybe being single. Maybe that's like the better thing to do. Like, yeah. I think that's probably what I would want if like Felicity was my friend. I mean, I don't know if I would be that friend that gave that advice, but if I was Felicity's mother, then that's what I would tell her to do. Be fucking single. Like, just stay away from the men, stay away from everybody. And I mean, I really want to talk about like the Ben situation of like,
yeah,
his decision making, because I actually don't think that, I mean, there was a, I think that him going to Lauren being like, I do want to be involved. I think it's like definitely a sucky situation that she wants to go to Arizona, but I understand where she's coming from. Like her parents are there. I believe she said her parents are retired. They're going to be able to help with the baby. I think that makes a lot of sense. She's going to save money. She's going to have resources. She's going to have support. I think moving to Arizona, especially when she knew that Ben didn't want to be involved, is the correct move. New York City is stupid fucking expensive. And I actually like am impressed with Ben that he's like, I'm in a transition time. Like my next step somehow, I don't know how fucking how, I don't know how he hasn't added more time to his undergrad, but whatever. He's transitioning into med school and he's like, I can go anywhere for that. And I like the fact that Ben went to the professor and is like, do you know anybody? Do you have any connections with anybody in Arizona? And I think that that's probably like a good move for him. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Gosh, I have so many thoughts. I just had a very difficult time being at all on Ben's side this episode. And that is because when we look at this on paper, right? Lauren is, let's pretend she's like late 20s. Like we don't know for sure how old she is, but let's pretend she's late 20s. Lauren is a 28-year-old, let's say, 28-year-old woman who is, what, 4 months pregnant or something like that. Living in New York City, where she only ended up living because she was very close with Ben's dad, who was in the hospital. He was her sponsor. Then she like maybe kind of sort of was maybe seeing Ben. So she was like, sure, I'll stay here for a while. Lauren gets pregnant. Lauren, who is 28, now is going to have a baby with a 21-year-old who doesn't want to be involved and is going off to med school. This is what was happening before he changed his mind. Naturally, she's going to be like, well, why am I living in one of the most expensive cities in the United States? Like, for what? Right? Like, it's not like she is tied to New York. She has no ties to New York besides Ben. So,
job as well. And
exactly.
And let's not forget that Ben's dad is usually supposed to be on the West Coast as well. They're exactly. They're California.
Yeah. Yeah. So, why is she going to stay in New York City? She has no reason to stay in New York City. If I am her, I am 28 years old. I am unattached to the father of my child who doesn't want to be involved. I am going to be looking for support. And of course, she is going to find that support if she's close enough with her family. Makes perfect sense to me. They're from Arizona. They're retired. They can help her both financially and emotionally and just like schedule wise, being there to help with the baby. Yes, it makes all the sense. And also lower cost of living, right? Like that is the perfect place for her to be. I think it is very selfish on Ben's part to try to make her stay in New York. Because let's face it, if he has an ability to get into a med school in Arizona, that is what he should be doing. If you want to be involved in your kid's life, I'm sorry, that kid is going to have way more support in Arizona than they're going to have in New York City. Their mom is going to have more money because she's not going to be spending it on New York City rent. And too bad, so sad, you have to switch med schools. You're the one who fucked her and got her pregnant. Like that is just a consequence of your fucking actions. The only reason he's trying to stay in New York is because Felicity is in New York. And that's exactly but like, your baby outweighs your girlfriend, your on and off again girlfriend. Like truly, and I sympathize. It's a lot. It sucks. But I really, nothing infuriated me more than when after Ben finds out from his professor, like, yeah, oh, I know a professor in Arizona. Like they'll look at your transcript, but I need to know by tomorrow. Like, but you, I mean, there's a connection there. I have a connection for you. And he goes to Lauren and says, listen, legally, I can maybe get you to stay. And I'm like, what the fuck, judge, in their right mind is going to be like, oh, your baby daddy who didn't even want to be involved, your 21-year-old baby daddy who didn't want to be involved until 2 seconds ago, who has another girlfriend who's the sole reason he wants to stay in New York. Sure, let's side with him. When has that ever happened in the history of the world?
Oh, I mean, I'm not quite sure. And this bullshit. Was advice by Sean, wasn't it?
Fucking, yes, bullshit advice. Absolute garbage advice. Like, oh, I could, it's like he's like passive aggressively being like, I could have gone to the courts and got you to stay. So can you just stay already? And somehow, somehow Lauren is like, oh my God, he's fighting for this baby. Like, he really wants me to stay. And it's like, no, girl, he's not fighting for the baby. If he was fighting for the baby, he'd follow you to Arizona. He's fighting to stay around Felicity. Like, and not ruin his plans of going to med school. Like, I understand him wanting to be, I commend him, right? Like, he wants to be involved in his kid's life. Good. But you have to make sacrifices. And like, the first sacrifice is going to be going to a med school in Arizona. Guess what? At least you're still going to fucking med school. Like, get the fuck out of here. I was so irritated, Sarah, because all of this felt so supremely selfish to me.
Oh yeah, like, it was.
And you're not thinking of Lauren. You're not thinking of the baby. Like, truly, do you think in your right mind you are going to have any time for Lauren and the baby when you're in fucking med school?
No. No. And this is, I mean, a lot of doctors, like, don't, I mean, like, they marry within their program because, like, they don't have time outside.
That's all the people they meet.
Yeah. So it is incredibly selfish. And I think, like, a lot of it has to come from age, right? Or just, like, I don't know, a man's audacity, really. But I thought that his initial intentions were correct, but then I kind of blame Felicity for just being like, I don't know, like, I, like, giving him a hard time or like making him feel guilty. Like, I think that he going to Arizona asking for the connections is definitely the right move. I think that like, making empty threats was ridiculous. So stupid and unfair for Lauren, like, complicating things even more so that they have to be complicated. It just makes sense. I think even Lauren said that she had a job lined up in Arizona. Like, it just makes sense. Like, cost of living, the support. If she has a job out there, that's great. It will be closer. If Ben moved to Arizona or even California, then at least they'll be closer together. You're right. The only thing that's keeping Ben here is Felicity. And I don't even understand what Felicity's opportunity is. She's graduating, probably going to explore architecture school. She's involved with Noel's friend. I don't even know this man's name.
Adam.
Involved
so many Adams on so many shows.
I know. Involved with this Adam guy. And he apparently, okay, so they submitted that house, that model house.
Yeah.
And it won something. So they have an opportunity to do something. And
exactly.
He wants Felicity here the next year to be on this project.
Yeah.
So I don't see how this opportunity is such a big opportunity for Felicity that she's like, oh, like, I need to be here for it. But let's say it is.
I think it's more so that there's been pressure from herself and from her parents of, what are you going to do when you graduate? Yeah. And I think this is the opportunity to have a job lined up after she graduates. Like, that is
job.
I don't know. And it doesn't matter. It's just that it's in architecture and it's a job somewhat close to her field. Maybe in her mind, she says, I could do this while I'm still pursuing my art. And New York City is the place to be, to do all of that. Like, that makes sense to me.
I guess, but I'm just thinking way too much on, like, the actual logistics of it. Cause I'm just, like, trying to be like, okay, so he won a contest of some sort, or maybe, like, a grant from, I don't know, the interior design equivalent is the IIDA, which is just, like, I don't know, like, an interior design association. Say he won some sort of something with that. How does that go into a job opportunity for not only him, but also Felicity?
Maybe it's some sort of a grant.
It's like a grant, but, like,
I don't know.
I'm just, like, I guess I'm just thinking too logically for it, because it's just, like, I don't understand how making a little model house. I mean, I guess I could have paid.
Yeah, you're thinking way too deeply about it. It's literally just like, there's a job in New York after she graduates, and that's all she's been looking for the past, like, 10 episodes.
And it's an architecture job.
It's somewhat related to her field. She likes it. She seems to like architecture at least a little bit.
She doesn't know shit about architecture. She hasn't been to one architecture class.
No, but Ben doesn't know shit about medical school, and yet here we are. Like, everything is very last minute on this show.
Fair.
Like,
fair.
It just, yeah. And so she has to basically decide, like, so she's really excited. She's like, oh, great. Ben is going to med school in New York. Like, I'll stay here too, and I'll work on this thing for you. And then all of a sudden, Ben might be going to Arizona, and he wants her to go with, he wants her to go with him. And so she's like, well, okay, I guess I'm declining this job because I don't know, maybe I will go to Arizona with Ben, which I personally feel like is a bad move, because while Ben has ties to Arizona and med school and a fucking baby, Felicity has literally no reason to go to Arizona besides to be with Ben, which if they were in a stable relationship, I would say that's your call, right?
Yeah.
They're not stable. Nothing about this relationship is stable enough to survive a move to Arizona.
I do agree with that, except for the fact that, once again, her parents are also on the West Coast in California.
In California, not so, in Arizona. Yeah, like, they're like down the road.
I know. They're adjoining states, though.
And they don't really have the best relationship right now either. Like, Felicity came to California, New York to get away Arizona. From.
What's the beef? No. I'm joking.
I just say, like, she doesn't want to be in Arizona. And let me tell you, Sarah, the Arizona conversation is literally out the window and down the fucking street. The single minute that Ben says, if you hadn't slept with Noel, I wouldn't have slept with Lauren, and we wouldn't be in this situation.
Oh, and this whole, and I know, blame, that was an insane thing to say to Felicity. And it's not.
Oh, I made you have unprotected sex with a woman. You fuck.
It's so out of line. It is
the audacity of men.
It's so unhinged. But you know that he is thinking that. Like, you know, like, it's It's not. But I really do think that he kind of blames Felicity and Noel for this position that he's in, because he's like, well, if you didn't do this, then I wouldn't have done that.
Well, you know what? Like, if I'm Felicity, I'm like, well, if you hadn't kissed Avery, I wouldn't have fucked Noel.
But that's the thing. Like, we can do this. You can't do that, because then this is how, and this is also, wow. Okay. Okay. This is how, okay, these resentments that you hold up, right? Like, these little things that you keep. This is why, like, it's so hard for couples to get back together after they break up, especially if you don't resolve the shit, which is something that you and I have talked about many a times. Like, this is why, like, when couples break up and get back together and break up and get back together, they're usually not resolving the things that is that they're arguing about, or that broke the relationship up in the first place. So then it festers resentment. So then when we have these fights, then we're calling back shit that happened a year or so ago, which is a disaster. Like, it really is. And furthermore, then we can go back even farther. If, you know, if you gave me the time and place in the first place, if you didn't have a crush on me in high school, if you didn't follow me here, like, you know, we can
go on and on.
Yeah, like, we can keep referring. And this is why, like, I don't know, it really, really, really is hard for couples that break up to get back together to fix this stuff, because you typically have to, like, try to let go of some of the stuff that festers. But it's really, really hard if you don't take the proper time and energy and therapies and communication to fix it. But the fact that he said that was crazy and untrue and unfair. And I just, like, can't, I can't fathom that even after he said that, they still were like, actually, I love you. I do want to be with you. I want to be with you too. It's like, holy crap. Then how do you come back from that? Like, how, if you really blame me for everything that's going wrong in your life, how can you sleep here in the same bed with me and love me? Say that you love me. People that love each other don't use these things against each other. It's harmful and unnecessary, and it doesn't fester a healthy relationship. And their issue is unchanged. He still wants to go to Arizona to try to take responsibility of the kid, which, by the way, I totally forgot about this last episode. Felicity literally said to him, you not being involved in the baby's life is just not you. Like, she, in a way, influenced him, pushed him to take responsibility. And so, I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's insanity. Like, I really don't understand how all this is working out. But yeah, it's unchanged because he still is probably going to go to Arizona if he's going to want to be responsible for the baby, which he says that he does. But he also said that he didn't. And she still wants to be in New York. So then to get this opportunity, even though there is architecture school and jobs in Arizona.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
And I think, like, the next unhinged thing that I want to talk about is, Adam. His name is Adam. Adam's advice to Felicity of, why does Ben's big thing going on trump your big thing going on? And I think this is an interesting thing because it's true, they both have big things going on, but I don't exactly agree with, I don't really agree with the fact that, like, it's Ben's shit is equal to Felicity's shit, because I think, I don't know, like, but once again, we're like comparing mountains to molehills, like everybody's like own issues or their own mountains. But,
well, that's what I think is the difference. I think it's less so who has the bigger thing going on and more so how does Ben's big thing affect you and why aren't you putting your big thing first? Like, Felicity needs to be looking out for herself right now, and looking out for herself is not following Ben to Arizona, specifically when he obviously doesn't trust you. Like, I'm sorry, but you think moving away from Noel is going to solve these issues? It's not. Like, it's really, really not. If he doesn't trust you and he still very obviously hasn't forgiven you for sleeping with Noel, which was Felicity's fault, like, she shouldn't have done that. But if you got back together and have said to each other, okay, we're putting this behind us, you can't bring it up in a fight again. And like, I get the triggering circumstances, seeing Felicity be comforted by Noel. Like, he's like hugging her because she's crying because she's confided in him about the pregnancy. Like, I get how that looks bad. And like, it upsets you specifically because she told Noel about the pregnancy. Like, I understand that, but you can't then say like, well, just go and sleep with him and be with him already, because that's obviously what you want. Like, it's, and Noel, why is Noel trying to convince them to get back together? Like, even if he thinks that like they do love each other, I'm sorry. Love isn't always enough of a reason to be with someone. Like, in a perfect world, it is, right? Like, in fairy tales and La La Land, like, love conquers all. But in this reality that we live in, like, there's more to consider. There's more that you, and the fact that you love someone doesn't mean that it makes all your problems just disappear. Like, this was wild for Noel to be like, hey, you two love each other. You should be with one another. Guy, just fucking move out of this loft, okay? Yeah. Like, and the fact that the show has the audacity to have that final fucking scene where the three of them are chumming it up at Epstein Bar. Are you fucking kidding me? What are we doing here? This is the audacity of the show to be Ben is over it already. And he's chum it up with Noel in the booth by themselves. Are you fucking kidding me?
I hate this show.
It makes no sense.
It does.
It makes no sense. There's no one who would be this like over it already. And then while we're talking about Noel, can we please talk about this whole Zoe thing? Because this is like, why?
It seems as though nobody says what they actually are feeling or thinking on this show. Everyone's a liar. Everyone's a backstabber. Everyone is up to nefarious bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, Zoe told Noel that the dad has beef. Dad does not have beef. She just doesn't want to be with him because she's afraid. But she does want to be with him. But then she doesn't. But then she does. It's like, okay.
Yeah, so her whole thing apparently is that she was in love with someone who was in love with someone else. It mm-hmm. got her depressed to the point that she ended up in the hospital. And she doesn't want to go through that again. And I don't think Zoe really... Does Zoe know about Felicity? I think she's just afraid in general of getting hurt.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think it is. And then I think that this was supposed to be like, Noel, like, I know exactly how you feel because I've been through the same exact thing. But also he's been on the other side of it. So it's like very confusing because.
Yeah, and like- we're adding on to the fact that Zoe doesn't want to be seen with Noel by like coworkers. Like, so it's not just that she's afraid to like get in a relationship. It's also that she doesn't want her dad to find out. And she can't tell any of the coworkers.
Later on, she said that she didn't care about what her dad thought.
That's what I'm saying. It makes no fucking sense. And like, who gives a single fuck what Zoe thinks? Who cares about Zoe at all? Like, why are we wasting our time with this Zoe storyline?
I don't know. It's like, fourth quarter sub in for people that we actually care about.
And also,
like, I don't really know you. I don't really care about you.
Yeah. No, this is why you don't shit where you eat, because then he like That's leaves true. Work early because he's like, I have to avoid Zoe. Ugh. It's like, you just got a fucking job, you dumbass. Like, what are you doing? You can't just like skip out on work because you don't want to see this girl you have a fucking crush on. Are you and then Sean getting involved. Every single one of these characters drive me fucking crazy.
Yeah,
Sean
being like, horrible.
Zoe, you're going to really, that guy's a good one. He gave me like $50,000 because I'm a shitty person and can't afford this apartment. So you're going to really regret letting him go. Like, Sean, keep your fucking nose out of other people's business. How about that?
Is that anti-Semitic? Why'd you gotta talk about his nose? Don't be rude.
You know that is a turn of phrase.
Yeah, no, it's a bunch of bullshit as well. Like, it makes me so tired. Like, I'm like so emotionally exhausted about all this bullshit on this show. It's pretty wild. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really have any opinions on the Noel and Zoe stuff because you're right. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't know Zoe. I don't care about Zoe. If Ruby came back for whatever fucking reason, then I would be a little bit more invested because I care about Ruby because we spent a season with her. I don't fucking know Zoe. She looks just like Ruby, just like Avery. It's one of the same. I don't know. Just random blonde bitches. Sure. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, Zoe, whatever. I don't really care because there's 10 episodes left of the entire 9 episodes left of the entire show. She doesn't matter. He's not going to end up with her. So why should I give a crap?
Exactly. It's just like we're wasting time with another blonde that we don't care about on this show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, why are we wasting so much time? Especially when, like I said, I think my biggest issue is that we start the episode with Ben and Felicity together. They go through some turbulence, but they're still together at the end of the episode, where they get back together at the end of the episode. Noel and Zoe, they're like maybe kind of sort of dating at the beginning of the episode. They go through some turbulence, but guess what? They're still together at the end of the episode. Yeah. So nothing fucking changed.
Nothing happened. Yeah.
Nothing happened. Literally, we don't even like, and really nothing happened because Ben's not going to Arizona, and neither is fucking Lauren.
Okay, so wait, I forgot. Ben's not really, he's really not going to Arizona.
Well, he said, Lauren, can like you think about it? And she agreed to think about it. And in TV language, in my opinion, he had to figure it out the next day. So I think she's staying. I think she's staying put in New York.
That is such a bad call for Miss Lauren, girl.
Oh, yeah. but maybe she has like pregnancy brain. Like, maybe the hormones are affecting her brain.
That is such a bad decision, Lauren. Like, I swear to goodness, like,
Is it the city? Does the city break people's brains in ways that makes them do stupid things?
I always tell. So like one of my coworkers who like at first was an intern and then she decided to move to New York. And she was like thinking about it. And it was like part of this like discussion of like hiring her full time after she became a intern. So long story short, I said blank. I was like, to live in New York. And like, you really got to do it. You know, like you had to put your whole ass into it. I was like, you can't just come to New York for a job. Like you have to have like a passion for it. You have to have other things here that drives you. Like in order to live and make it in New York City, you have to have a certain sense of like delusion and want. Like it can't just be, like, I kind of want to be here. I think everybody that lives in New York has to really want to live in New York.
You have to be committed. You have to, like, want that environment because it's going to be so difficult that if you don't want it, you will fail because you need to make it your everything. Yeah.
It's gonna eat you up and spit you out. So, like, I think, and this is, like, it's not only New York, but it's, like, everywhere. Like,
all big cities, I would say. Anywhere with a high cost of living.
Well, yeah, but, like, also, like, when I moved from New Jersey to St. Louis, like, this was advice that like actually you gave me as well. Like you can't move there just for Adam. Like you need something else.
You need to build a community around yourself in the location you're at. Mm-hmm. And my advice specifically was because you're going to a place where he's the only person you will know.
Correct.
Yeah. And like the same thing applies with a job. Like you need to build a community, a support system around you, because if you're having a hard time, it's going to feel extra lonely. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, the city is like a really hard place to be. And specifically for Lauren, like, it just seems like such a bad idea.
A young single mother. All you're going to know is like your baby daddy. Like maybe Ben's dad will stay in New York. Maybe. So then, you know, like what your baby's grandfather and your ex non-boyfriend, just your ex hookup, that's the only two people like you're really gonna know in New York, like all for what, really?
And maybe she has built more of a support system. Like it's possible, like we don't know, right? Like we know she's gone to like AA and stuff. Like it's possible she's met some other people, but is it enough? It wouldn't be for me.
It's hard, you know. Like I've moved to a new city in the last 2 years twice. And like, it's really, I mean, like it is hard, like rebuilding your community, your support system. I think that like I in particular had a couple of like, like my sorority to begin with, like, or I think like that helped me build a lot
And you're fairly like extroverted in that you make friends very easily, very quickly. Like you will find a community where you're at. Like you will go to a new location, build yourself a little support system there.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people are able to say that she would do that. We don't know.
Yeah. Not a lot of people are able to do it, honestly. And like, I
couldn't.
I don't like mean to like give me props for anything for
you
that.
You should take props. You should absolutely take props for that.
It really is like another sense of delusion. Like I think I probably told this story on this like podcast, but like I like moved to Indianapolis, never been here before. Like I knew some people through Adam, but I went to like a garage sale. We're garage sailing. And this was like about a year ago. And like, I was looking around at this like one house's stuff. And I was like, damn, I was like, this girl has style. Like I like her shit. So then I said, I met her and her husband. And I was like talking to her a little bit. And I just got a vibe. And I'm very good at like picking up vibes. Like I like, if I talk to like somebody for like 5 minutes, I pretty much know if I could like have a friendship with them. And I like just was like, hey, like this might be a little fucking crazy, but I just moved here. Like, do you want to grab a coffee sometime? And like, we've hung out like a good bunch of times. I just was over her house like for dinner like a week ago. Like, but then, like I said, it's like a certain amount of delusion. A lot of people won't do that.
It's, I have too much social anxiety to ever consider doing something like that. Like, it would never be me, which is, again, like props to you for having the like confidence and like wherewithal to be like, hey, let's meet up. Let's hang out. Especially because I imagine if it's a garage sale, like you don't live that far from them, which is
we live
really nice.
Yeah, we live
like I you know how many times I have said, I wish we had friends within like 5 minutes. Like it would, it was so funny because actually so my husband's cousin and her girlfriend were like house hunting recently, and they finally, and they have a dog too. And their dog is literally like the same age as our dogs. We get together really often. We let them play together.
Shirley is a barker though. Sometimes if Shirley's
Is a wild, wild animal. And
you hear barking in the background. That's fucking Shirley.
It's Shirley.
She
doesn't
shut the fuck up.
But so they've been like house hunting, and they finally found a house. They put in an offer, got accepted, whatever. They just closed and everything. So we're really excited for them. They're going to be living like maybe like 25 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Not too bad. But of course, literally the week after they close on their house, a house comes for sale literally down the street from us. And I was like, oh, I'm so disappointed because it would have been so lovely to have them like literally down the road, because not only just for like, oh, we're running late on something. Can you pop in and like check on the dogs or, you know what I mean? Like just to have someone nearby, like in any situation is always nice and helpful. So yeah, anyway, like having a support system and a community close to you is a huge thing. And like, but you're right. And that not every person is like you, not every person is going to put themselves out there, is going to like initiate any sort of a conversation with a stranger. Yeah. Like I avoid all conversations with strangers. And it's not because I personally feel like I'm full up. Like I'm happy. I'm content. I don't need any more people. You know me, I am notoriously bad at like maintaining friendships is very difficult in terms of my brain says, if it's not around me, if it's not like right in front of me, it's out of my brain. I am focused on something else. And that is not great for adult friendships because you don't have something like school or work or anything like that, that bonds you, that keeps you together. You are a person who has to reach out unless you have like, I have so many friends where I play Dungeons and Dragons with them and I see them once a week or every other week. And that is like appointment. We're hanging out, you know, but if you don't have that and you're not putting forth the effort to have that, you're going to end up being really lonely. And I mean, maybe who knows, Sarah, like maybe Lauren has this baby and she goes to like a mommy and me class or whatever the fuck they're called and like meets fellow single moms. Like maybe she meets people that way, but you have to put yourself out there to do that. And I just don't think that is something that everyone has the ability or the drive to do in the way that you have both the ability and the drive and like the want to build a community around you.
Sorry, I keep looking out the window because guess what? My Tommy Bahama beach chair just got here.
Wait, did Brenna ship it or did you buy it? No.
Yes.
Can you, is this too much to ask how much the shipping was on a Tommy Bahama beach chair to get it? Like
$40, but
okay. Cheaper than buying a new one.
Cheaper than buying a new one. And I have like you can't read lips.
No, I have no idea what you just said.
Well, we could talk about I have an in with the FedEx man.
Oh, okay. I see. Either way, I think all that is to say, props to you for being a person who you not only built bonds in St. Louis in the short time that you lived there, but then picked up and moved again and have built bonds where you live now. Like that is insanely impressive to me. And I feel like probably to a lot of other people because not something I would do. I'm very cautious about like making friends with new people. Like I said, I always felt kind of like I'm good, like I'm comfortable. My parents were never people who had a ton of friends, so it was never something that was like what's it called, like exhibited in front of me. Like it wasn't something that I saw super often, so it was never anything in my mind. But anyway,
I guess my advice, I mean, not that anybody's asking my advice,
but they need it, you never know.
My advice is that everybody is looking for a good friend. Everybody. So if you are looking for I mean, I guess except you, Jessica. But
like, listen, if I found someone that I like, I wasn't looking for a friend when we met. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
If I find someone I bond with, of course I would pursue it. But it's just like, it's never going to be a stranger on the street. I could tell you that much.
I would just say that, like, if you find somebody and you're kind of like vibing with them and you're like nervous to give them your number because, or be like, will you hang out with me because of like, it is awkward. I just am trying to like behoove you to like try, because they're probably thinking the same exact thing as you and they're too shy or like squiggly or awkward to ask. Like,
it feels like asking someone out on a date, and then like there's like that fear of rejection and also like embarrassment, I think, tied to it as well.
I mean, the crazy thing is that like one of my number one fears is rejection. Like, I talk about that all the time, but I don't know. I just think I think like my fear of rejection is from connections that I already have and not connections I don't have. Like, I'm afraid of like my current friends like rejecting me, or like my current whomever, like, because I put so much trust. Like, my heart is always like, I trust immediately, and because of that, like, when people break that trust, I feel like it hurts more, where a lot of people don't trust people and then they have to like earn trust. And I think that like when people are like do them wrong, they're like, well, this is why I don't trust anybody. You know what I mean? Like, I like immediately trust him. I immediately am like, you know, but then when the trust is broken, then that's why I hold grudges for 5,000 years. Cause I'm just like, hey, like, I gave you a part of me. Like, I like, you know, like, I put that trust. I put that like, you know, into you, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, that's just whatever. Anything to not talk about this episode, but
we have one more storyline to touch on. All this to
say is that Lauren, please go to Arizona, save yourself.
Please leave. Yeah, just leave New York.
Save yourself.
You're like a Julie. You got to get out of New York. Just don't get out.
Yeah, and Ben, I don't really think it's a bad idea for you to go to New York either. I mean, excuse me, Arizona either. Get away from Felicity.
Seriously,
pussy's not worth it. I am telling you that. Gosh.
So Megan and Javier is our last little storyline, where they're still in acting class together. They get approached by some director for a mattress commercial, and they're like both going to be auditioning. And they're a little bit competitive about it, but then they end up both flubbing it on purpose so that each other will get the job.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sweet, but also very stupid.
Yeah. Kind of cute, but they then both fucked it up, and then neither of them got the job.
Yeah.
So, I could have given like the point to one of them, because it's like a very like sweet thing to do, especially because they were like fighting. But the fact that neither of them got the job and they both like fucked it up on purpose, I say no point, which means that like, as we're barreling down this episode, the end of this episode, like, are you okay with once again not giving anybody a point because everything sucks?
Yeah, everyone sucks. There is not a single decision that was made in this episode that I was like, fully support this. Truly, I fully support Elena in not being on the show at this point if they're going to write such shitty storylines for everyone.
If anything else, I feel like Elena's like, you know what? I am outgrowing all of these people. I'm like too mature for this.
I'm hanging out with my med school friends.
Yeah, like, I think I'm going to separate myself from these people because they're all messy as fuck.
Yep.
So I think that is the thing. Also, I'm sorry. I cannot get over the fact that somehow, even though Elena has had 4 full years of pre-med
schooling, that Ben is caught up with her.
And Ben is somehow at the same exact place as her. I can't. Yeah. And they're both like going.
The logic isn't logicking.
I have such a hard time with it. How does Ben switch his major literally senior year of college and is somehow graduating on time? I switched my major from film and TV to interior design, still a fine arts. They're both arts, I guess. I still had to add on a fifth year. I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's insane. It doesn't make any sense. That's the answer. Doesn't make any sense.
it breaks my brain. Like, I just like can't comprehend it. It is so annoying.
There's no way Ben would be finishing school on time when he changed his major 3/4 of the way. And that's being generous.
Yeah. Like two totally different. I don't even know if Ben had a major before. If anything, it was like undecided.
Yeah. And he got into med school. How? Anyway. Okay, let's get into some feedback before we rage even more at this. We got an email from Jamie. Before I get into this week's episode, I want to follow up on a few things from last week's podcast. First, you all have commented about the show not being as good as it once was and running out of stories to tell. And how, Jamie? I think the problem is that J.J. Abrams is no longer directly over the show. He has fully moved on to Alias by this point. Mm. I also looked, and many of the writers from season 1 and 2 have left the show, and most season 3 and 4 episodes are being written by new writers who were not with the show since the beginning. I think the problem is these writers don't know these characters very well, and without J.J.'s guidance, the stories are more plot-driven and not character-driven like the first 2 seasons. It's very valuable information to have.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like, I love like a character driven storyline.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I have the opposite issue as you guys with Felicity and Dawson's Creek. I remember everything about Felicity vividly, even the season 3 stuff, which I hated. Dawson's Creek is a big blur to me. I also never connected to the characters of Dawson's Creek as well as I connected to the characters of Felicity, at least in seasons 1 and 2. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what it is. I was definitely able to connect more with the Dawson's Creek characters.
They were all idiots, though. Like, they were both idiots, but then, like, it was more so, like, they're my idiots, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I connected. I think, like, the storylines themselves, like, of course, there's the whole Julie storyline about, like, her biological father and the kidney stuff. Like, that, like, I very much connected with, because that was like actually like my real life thing. But like, I don't know, Dawson's evolution, I felt very connected to. I felt connected to Joey, who had lost her parent like early in life. Like, I connected with Pacey about being like kind of like the black sheep of the family. I connected with Jen for being a dirty slut. Like, I connected with Busy Phillips because like we were basically like, this character is like literally me. Mm-hmm. Like, for the anxiety, like I feel like I was able to see myself in every single one of those characters in some sort of way. And I loved them. Like, I loved all. Jack was a great, he didn't get a lot, but he was a great character, like, mm-hmm. so interesting. And his struggle, the fact that like he was a gay character, but was not the stereotypical gay character like Javier. Like, you know what I mean?
I do.
He
broke the mold a bit in terms of like being an athlete and being, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
And
they were more dimensional, I think.
The college years felt like college, you know, and probably because we're on like a proper campus. I forgot what the fucking university in Dawson's Creek was. It was like,
Dawson's it was supposed Creek to be University. Like somewhere in Boston. Like,
yeah, they were in Boston, but like I forgot what the school was called. But also there was 2 different schools.
It was it was a fake school anyway.
2 fake schools.
Yeah. The last thing Jamie has to say, I believe Sarah had brought up if Ben had done a Big Brother program in his season 2 community service storyline. The answer is no. Ben did random community service jobs like working in the cafeteria, admissions office and security office. But what did happen is Ben took a career aptitude test with Dr. Pavone, and his number 1 career selection was stockbroker. So Dr. Pavone arranged an internship for Ben with the stockbroker. However, the stockbroker just had Ben babysit his son, and he bonded with the kid while teaching him how to play basketball.
Thank you, Jamie. Oh my freaking gosh. I could not figure out. I was like, Ben spent time with the kid. There was basketball. I was like,
we know something like that happened. Yeah.
I was driving myself mad. And I was like, I was like trying to look at the episodes. I was like skipping around in season 2. I could not fucking figure it out. And Thank you so much.
And apparently, okay. Ben also asked Dr. Pavone if the university had any programs where he could coach a kid's basketball team. Dr. Pavone said she'd look into it, but the show never went back to it, which is so crazy dumb. Because as Jamie states, I think coaching would have been a better career path for Ben than doctor or EMT. Maybe that's they should have been spared. Maybe then we would have been spared from that horrible Avery shooting storyline. I could not agree more, Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamie, thank you so much.
Such a gem.
I so appreciate you. I was going mad because I knew that there is something, and I just like, cause I know that you and I had this conversation, but I could not sort it out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And I agree. He would be a great coach. A great coach. Really phenomenal. He loves basketball. He's not good enough to be a professional, but he would have been a great coach. You're right.
PE teacher. Yeah. Okay, so about this episode, Jamie says, Noel, Felicity, and Ben are a bunch of morons.
Yeah, absolutely. 10%.
I'll start with Noel. Now, I have a ton of issues with Felicity, which I will get into a bit, but I don't think it's fair to make her responsible for Noel's choice to not stick with the boundaries he set up. In the fire episode, Noel told Felicity he needed space, yet by the next episode, he's going to the snowball where he was told all of his friends will be. Not only does he end up going, but he chooses to continue to hang out with them. And then in last week's episode, Noel asks Felicity if she wants to talk and then chooses to help her with her problems. This week, not only does he agree to go on a walking tour, but he agrees to let Felicity join him in his room and then chooses to hug her when she starts to cry. These are all Noel's choices, and only he is accountable for them.
That's true.
Yeah. All of this could be avoided if Noel had just moved out of the loft, like he said.
That's true. That's true.
I know you ladies think Noel is having a great season, but I disagree. I see Noel as weak and lacking any conviction. He still can't bring himself to stay away from Felicity, and that's on him.
That's true. Jamie, you have to understand one thing. I am Team Noel through and through.
Legally.
Jessica and I made this stance episode one.
We had to.
We are legally bound to stick with it. It's not my fault that Jessica follows me. And
yeah.
It's my Aries moon. Mm-hmm. I'm just a leader at times. So,
yep. I'm definitely not the sign that is most representative of being a leader. Definitely not me. Nope.
Aries is more so a leader than a Leo. And it's only your Leo delusion that you think that that's not the case.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Aries is literally the first zodiac sign.
They're just chaos demons. Okay.
Who is more of a leader?
Are you Googling this?
Aries or, yeah.
Okay.
Where is it, Leo? Go on. Sorry.
Felicity is completely delusional to think her and Noel can just hang out alone together as if nothing happened. Did she honestly think for Ben forgiving her meant things could just go back to the way things were? On the flip side, I think Ben is an idiot for not making it clear from the beginning what his boundaries were in regards to Noel. When Noel apologized to Ben at the snowball, Ben said he just wanted to forget it. But clearly that's not something you can just forget, nor should Felicity have the expectation he should. You would think Ben would have learned his lesson. He has been telling Felicity that Noel's in love with her since season three, when Ben found the breakup kit Noel made for Felicity when Ben was in Southampton. And then what about when Ben and Noel almost came to blows after Noel took away the summer job in Seattle he offered Felicity when he found out Felicity was going to bring Ben with her? Ben is stupid at this point to continue to allow them to be friends. To be fair, I don't think anything will ever happen between Noel and Felicity again. Don't see her as having feelings for Noel. I just think she's stuck in a pattern of running to him every time she's in crisis. She has been doing it since freshman year when he was her RA. On the romance side, she has always chosen Ben over Noel, even when she fucked Noel once she went running back to Ben by the next episode. Noel is completely out of the running at this point, so she either ends up with Ben or by herself. Sorry, Team Noel, but he just doesn't have a chance in hell.
I agree to disagree. I think that Noel does have a chance in hell, especially compared to Ben. I mean, truthfully, and I've been saying this for a whole ass season, if not more, Felicity's best choice is to choose herself and be with no man at all. But we are going to have a winner in either ending one or ending two, a definitive winner. And only time will tell who is the definitive winner.
Also, Jamie agrees that there was no reason for the three of them to be at Epstein Bar trying to be friends. Yeah. And Jamie also really loves Felicity's straight hair, which I will disagree with you on that, Jamie, because I fucking hate it.
Jamie is Felicity's number one supporter. And now I appreciate Jamie saying some negative things or critical things, really, is more so the case of Felicity, because that means that Jamie's not DeLulu, you know?
Yeah. Like,
not following somebody blindly, but no, her curly hair is the best hair,
iconic
in the galaxy. Yeah. It's beautiful, but this hair is better than her season two hair. I'll give you that.
I mean, it's not the world bar. What did Google say?
I mean, the contention, it is a contentious battle. I have seen Leo's rule with charisma and Aries Lee rule with force, or something. I don't know. Something like that.
Dictator.
I think that they are both natural born leaders, but I think that Leo's might be a more charismatic leader is
well. Also, I think there may be some importance put on the fact that I have a Leo sun and moon that doubles the capacity. Also,
now, are we saying who's more of a leader between you and me? Is that the question here, or just Aries?
No, just the signs, because obviously you are, I mean, I think you would agree with this. You are way more likely to not lead.
I do not want to lead.
Yeah.
But people follow.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. I would not ever want to be the leader. I just, I think like there's a couple.
Like, people just can't help it. They have to follow me.
That's true. It. But the other thing of like, sometimes I have to take command because like nobody else is doing shit.
So then, annoying.
Like,
yeah.
So then like my Virgo side has to come in and it's like, okay, yes. Like, you know.
Fine, I'll organize this shit, I guess.
I'm definitely like the type of a friend, but it's never like, I never take like, joy in all of the planning.
I love being type A. Oh like, my god. Spreadsheet, yes.
Yeah. I like doing that stuff, but like if the thing is, if somebody is like, Sarah, I have come up with like a 10-step plan for this vacation, then I would be like, love it. Like I don't need to take control of that place. The thing that bothers me is that when none of that happens, none of that gets done. And then I'm like, I can't sit here and not know what's going on. So then I have to take control but if somebody came to me and was like, here's our full plan, this is what we're going to do, I am fine with just going along with it. But I've set myself up with people in my life that nobody does that for me. Nobody.
Yeah.
So then I have to be that person. So that's the thing. It drives me crazy. But so is life. Right.
Temmie sent us in a message this week.
Temmie, are you not well?
Are you okay, Temmie? Okay. His message is, hi ladies. We saw an older school cell phone. Three questions.
Yeah.
How good were you at texting on those things?
Oh my God. I was, what was it called? T89?
T9.
I was a T9 beast. I was so fast.
Mm-hmm. I was not super fast on T9 because my first phone was a flip phone and I didn't have texting on it. And then my second phone was one of the ones that slid out, and I had a full keyboard. So I was very fast on that. And it took me a long time to adapt when phones became touchscreen based. But I was never good at T9.
Yeah. I was a beast. So good. So good.
Did you have cool ringtones?
Oh yeah, I would. Oh my God, this is so cringe. Ooh. Okay. So do you know like how they had you could like download a song?
Yes.
And it would just play a song.
As a ringback or a ringtone?
Ringtone.
Okay. Yes.
Ringtone. It's so cringe. I can't even say it.
I'm dying. You need to say it.
For like the first good year or two of my relationship with my ex, his ringtone when he called me, the song that played out loud was I Touch Myself.
Ew! Oh my God, like the Austin Powers one? When I think about you, that part of it?
Yes.
Out loud?
Yes.
Ew! That is embarrassing. That is awful. I hate that for you. That's horrifying. I think I had some custom ringtones. Again, this would have been on like my later phones because I couldn't buy them. So I had to wait until I had a phone where I could like download them onto my computer and then get them onto my phone. Mm-hmm. I never had any ringback tones. I was always jealous when people had those. But that is horrifying. I don't know that I have anything like that. If I did have them, I don't remember what they were now, you know? Especially because usually when you set a song as your ringtone, you just get so tired of it. If you're getting a call from like the same person a lot. Wow.
I don't know. I was unhinged. I mean, like still am, but like in a different way.
Yeah. Did you have an iPod? Like the downloading process?
Yeah. I also was a beast on LimeWire and Napster.
Yep.
Downloading all the music, loading it onto I had an iPod Touch, but before that I had a mini, not a nano, a mini, an iPod Nano. No,
I don't know which one is which. Is one of them the one with that screen where it's like mini. A little clip?
It was an iPod. It was like a rectangle. And okay. It had like a circle in the middle.
Yeah.
But the Nano, I didn't have that. That one's like the little square one with no screen.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, so I had, I started out with a generic MP3 player that could hold like 50 songs. And then eventually I got, the Red Cross did like some sort of a promotion mm-hmm. with iPod, and they sold a red, yes. A red iPod.
I see it in my mind. I
think
do.
It's a Nano. I think it's a Nano.
I think it's a mini.
A mini? Okay. Either
I
way.
Think so.
But it's long and skinny. That was the one.
The mini baby.
Okay,
girl.
Then that's the one I had. But I had one of those later on. Which I loved very much.
Adam is such a freaking brat because I was like, I have a package outside. Can you grab it?
He goes, the Tommy Bahama chair.
I said, open it. He says, the box says rocker bouncy thing. You know, we don't have a child at the moment, right? Yeah, you dummy.
Oh, like you would have ordered baby things for a non-existent child?
Yeah, it's my beach chair.
Yeah, it was just because of the person who shipped it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh. So annoying.
Anyway, we also have a voicemail from DBK. So let's hear what he has to say about this nothing of an episode.
What up, though, ladies? Okay, so the points from last week that you guys couldn't remember. Ben was Wall Street bro for a day, and he had to babysit that guy's kid, and he took him to play basketball, and the kid broke his finger, and then he took him to the clinic, and
I forgot
Greg
the broken
wouldn't
finger.
Yes. Fix his finger. That's what you guys were thinking about.
Thank you.
That
thank
you couldn't you. Remember, and yeah. He made the comment that Ben should like be a big brother, so that's where that all came from last week's episode. And then Felicity, yes, did have a prospective student come stay with her story. And then she always wanted to party, but then Felicity was like going through something. So she pawned her off on Elena, and then that girl went and partied with Megan. Those were the things you were thinking about last week, but you mm-hmm. guys couldn't remember because you're not true fans of Felicity like DBK. Anyways, this true. Week, I think a better episode. We get like some, I guess, story advance for like what's going on with Ben and Felicity and Noel. And then we get like a stupid, funny side plot of Megan and Javier together. So ridiculous. I think this is like a better episode. Paper Chase, I can't remember. If it's good or not. And then Ben Don't Leave is pretty good, I think. Good episode. But I mean, you guys can do whatever you want. I would like, yeah, if you guys want to binge the rest, that's totally fine with DBK. I mean, I'm just happy that you guys covered the show. I'm just for the remember, I'm season 1, 2, 3. I'm like 1, 2, 3, 4 for the ranking. So like, yeah, okay. I agree. Okay. Season 4 is not good. Like the most memorable thing about season 4 is Felicity's braid. Anyways, till next week, ladies. Peace.
Felicity's brain? What about Felicity's brain? Felicity's brain.
I don't know what that means.
It's just like how she thinks, maybe. Like she's
I don't
like,
know. It's not a title of an episode, so.
Felicity's brain.
But yeah, DBK did say next week's episode title, which is The Paper Chase.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means, though. Like, no one works for a newspaper.
Maybe they do now.
We'll see. I don't know. Season 4, episode 15. That'll be next week's episode. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. If it continues to be a slog like this, we may have to reevaluate what the hell we're going to do, because this is painful.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But probably what will end up happening is we'll just spend half the podcast talking about other shit that we want to talk about. So
That's true.
Truly, that's probably what will happen. Anything else you want to update the people on, Sarah? I started a new book series.
What book?
Throne of Glass, the Sarah J. Mass. I don't know how to pronounce
last name. Well, you never read ACOTAR?
I read two of the ACOTAR books and they were fine.
Far I got with the ACOTAR books as
two well. Romance and not enough fantasy for me.
Got it.
That is my preference. And Throne of Glass, while there is a sprinkling of romance, mm-hmm. It is nowhere near as all encompassing as the one in ACOTAR felt. Yeah. So I mean, I'm enjoying Throne of Glass. It almost gives like, I don't want to say Hunger Games vibes because that's not entirely accurate, but there's like an element of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm liking it much more.
Ooh, it is pouring outside. Are you watching anything interesting these days? Like, do you and Will have like a show that you're watching right now? Or are you just being like a reading girl?
So what we've been doing lately, because we struggle to like make decisions on what we want to watch, is we have a wheel of shows that we're actively watching.
Yes.
And we will spin the wheel. Yes. On that wheel currently, actually, I could pull up the wheel and I can tell you exactly what is on the wheel. So currently, let's see, I have one called Current TV. We have Doctor Who, because we're watching along with Inside the TARDIS over on Whirlwind Podcasts. We have The Wheel of Time, which did get canceled, but I made an agreement with our friend Taylor that if she watched all three seasons of Yellow Jackets, I would watch all three seasons of The Wheel of Time.
That's a fair trade.
Yeah, so we're watching that. Survivor 44, which is a 44, which is a continuation of our rewatch of Survivor. We're almost done with our rewatch. Nathan For You, which is so cringy, I can't stand it 90% of the time, but we're still doing it. Bob's Burgers, which is like a light 20-something minute comedy sort of vibes. The Other Two, which is an HBO 20-ish minute comedy. And then we have like six episodes of Lost from when we started watching Lost together multiple years ago.
Wow. Okay. So
that's what's on our list currently. Mm-hmm. The other thing we're watching that is coming out regularly is Poker Face. Mm-hmm. It's not on our wheel because we watch it like when an episode comes out. But
Fair.
Yeah. What are you watching? How is Love Island? Can you tell me, sell me on whether or not I should catch up on this season?
Yeah, I've never seen Love Island before. This is my first season. Adam, Adam has watched, I think, all or most of Love Island. I'm really liking it. Like, I don't really know why I never watched it before.
I feel like you'd like the British. I've really liked the British version. I've seen a good amount of it.
I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's stupid and funny. And like, it seems as though like everybody is really fucking dumb and unlikable, but that's okay. Like, you know, I'm fine with that. Adam and I love talking about who both men and women we find attractive, which is great. Do you know any of their faces? Like, do you know, you want to pull up a cast list?
Let me see. The season 7, right?
Yeah, season Love 7. Island, yeah. Yes, I personally think, I mean, like, I think, I mean, the guys are fine. Like, I think that I find Charlie and Jeremiah to be the best looking guys. Nick is probably number three.
Okay, hold on. I found the full. Yeah. I found the full cast.
Who's hot? Let's see.
Or at least hot. You'll have to tell me if this is the full cast because I'm unfamiliar.
That's the beginning cast. It's fine. Wait,
this is not them.
No, this is not them. I don't know these people.
Hold on. Love Island, USA season 7.
They almost look like them, but then I was like, that's not them.
Let's see. them. Okay.
Okay. So Shelly, I like Shelly.
Okay.
She's pretty hot.
We got Alandria.
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 Yeah.
Huda.
Huda. Yeah. She is unbearable.
Oh, looks like she got a great butt though.
She does have a great body. Yeah.
Ace Green.
Yeah. Ace. Yeah.
He has a baby looking at a lion on his chest.
Yeah, he, I think he has like portraits of all of his siblings on his body.
Oh, but
his back, he has a back tattoo. And you know what it says?
What?
Ace. He has his own name on his fucking
back. What a loser.
Yeah, I know.
Nicholas.
Yeah, this is Nick. This is who Adam finds the hottest.
Okay. All right.
He's pretty hot, but you know, okay. Not our type.
Taylor Williams.
Yeah, Taylor.
He is wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah, he is a little country guy.
Yep. Okay.
So
this Jeremiah is, Brown.
I think Jeremiah is really hot.
I think Jeremiah is more attractive than the guy that Adam thought was attractive.
I think so too. But Adam loves a little pretty boy. He does. Yeah. He does. He always, this guy is
Austin.
We don't like him because we hate him.
Okay.
I mean, his personality is fine, but his politics are questionable.
So. Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, he does have a... Get out of here, Marie Claire. I don't want your bullshit.
I'm also...
The tattoo that Austin has, like, he has, like, a girl with, like, massive boobs.
Yeah. Everyone's tattoos are very questionable.
These are really bad tattoos.
Yeah.
Charlie...
I like this guy.
Giorgio?
He's hotter in the show because I think he grew a beard.
Oh, then I'm very, oh yeah. I can't, he has no chest hair, which always wigs me out.
Yeah, I love chest hair. I don't know why men don't like chest hair on TV. But
I agree with you, because it's a really, it's like, you're not a, like a baby. Like, I don't, you know.
I don't get it. I don't really get it. This girl,
Sierra Ortega.
I like her, yeah.
Okay, I like her hair a lot.
She's prettier in the show.
Okay. Hannah Fields.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got a blonde with, she's wearing one of those like, chain belt things with like shells on them that reminds me of Claire's in the early incredible. Amaya Espinal.
She's unbearable. I hate this fucking bitch.
She kind of looks like she would be unbearable. She has a smirk like I'm gonna fuck your life up.
She reminds me of like Ducky from A Land Before Time.
Oh my god. Okay. Jose Pepe Garcia.
Oh, his real name is Jose. I didn't know that. They just call him Pepe.
He has a Joker tattoo. He has a clown tattoo. He has the words, ha!
Oh, yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
I think it's a Joker thing, but I don't know for sure.
He's new.
Okay. Thoughts
fine.
On him?
He's fine. Pepe? I don't know. I don't really have much thoughts. This guy's a beefcake. Jalen. An absolute piece of meat he is.
He is a piece of... Look at his little dimples.
He's kind of cute. Yeah.
I like the dimples. I'm a fan. Yeah.
I just want to take a bite out of him. This Iris. Girl's new too. So is Iris the other one. She's fine. She's so...
I would be so scared to wear a bikini like these women are, where it's like literally a 1-inch piece of fabric hiding your vagine.
And their ass is always out, which is fine.
Do they blur it? No, it's Netflix.
No, they don't blur it. You see a lot of ass. I've never.
I love ass.
Oh, this girl, she
what
got kicked out.
What is this bathing suit? She got kicked out. What is her name? Ulyssa?
She got kicked out because she made racist remarks on a podcast. She said the N-word. So she
Why
just
got. Was she cast in the first place?
Casting people are stupid. They don't even look. I don't know.
It makes me feel not bad at all then to say her bikini is fucking hideous.
It was so interesting because they were just like talking, like the narrator was just talking, and then they were like, Ulyssa's left the villa, and then they just like continued with a different sentence, and it was like,
that's it.
And we never saw her again.
Bella Walker.
Okay, so this is her name is Bella, but people online,
it's Bella.
Yeah,
that's fucking stupid. It's B. So
she's Hawaiian. Stop it.
For the. Oh, is it like a cultural thing?
I think so, but maybe not. But people online call her Beldasha.
Like a Kardashians thing?
No, Beldasha, because it's Bell-A. Oh.
So it's spelled Belle-A. So people call her Beldasha.
Her name is Bella, but people online call her Beldasha. But it looks like Bell-A Walker. Yeah.
Do we like her?
I liked her. She she really sounded stupid. I don't like she got eliminated. Okay. But I wish that she didn't. I wish that Ulyssa went home. No, not Ulyssa. She did go home. Yolanda. No, Amaya.
Amaya. Oh, and that's all of them, I think.
That's it. That's it so far.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're fine. That's exciting.
Yeah. So we're watching that. We're watching Ally McBeal, which I kind of want you to try out. I don't know if you have like spare time in your life.
There's a zillion seasons.
No, there's like four.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe more. Just like at least I want you to like check out the vibes.
Okay. I've never seen it. Not once in my life.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're watching that right now. And Adam kind of hates it, but I think he's coming around. He is coming around. He said that if Allie wasn't there and another character named Billy wasn't there, then he would like it a lot, is okay. What he said. Right. Which is pretty good because there's a lot of characters on that show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're watching Love Island and you're watching Ally McBeal.
Yes. That we okay. did like a we had like a quick diversion and watched the first season of Cruel Intentions, but we didn't continue.
Season two is not super great because I also watched season one of Cruel Intentions and I am on season two. But I mean, you and I and Adam all binged Cruel Summer. Sorry.
I said Cruel Intentions. We also watched Cruel Intentions, but yeah.
Yeah. Cruel Summer is the show we're talking about. It was like a free form, like a mystery sort of a show, that played with like, there's different time. Like it's all in the '90s, but it's like, mm-hmm. oh, this is the summer of 99 versus the summer of 2000, blah, blah, blah. I am on episode 7 of season 2 of Cruel Summer. And it is like, I'm like struggling to get through it. I'm finding it fairly boring as compared to season 1.
Yeah.
But season 1 was really good. So
yeah. I did like I've seen season 1 before, but I didn't remember most of it, but
yeah. So there's some television suggestions for everyone and maybe a book suggestion if you're interested, yeah, I guess.
I'm still reading, but not well.
The other book that I read very recently that I did want to plug because I really liked it and it's Pride Month, so it feels especially worth plugging, is the book Woodworking by Emily St. James. Mm-hmm. It is so good. I've never read anything like it. And it's basically, it takes place in 2016 in South Dakota, where there is a student who is trans and out and like in a new school. And then one of her teachers is like also trans, but not out. And it's like, it's so interesting. It's heartbreaking in moments, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah.
But it is like so worth reading. So I would highly recommend it.
Nice.
And it came out this year, last year, like it's very new. So yeah, I would read it. And obviously it 2016, it should be a year in people's minds. And it's in the fall of 2016. So just something to like keep in mind if you're looking for some sort of a book to read during Pride Month. That was a really good one. I recommend it.
Very cool. That's all we got. Check out the socials. You know them.
Yep. Check them all out. Check out everything else we have going on. We'll be back next week with season 4, episode 15, The Paper Chase. And until then, everyone, have a good one. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.